Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Riley is a 9-year-old girl who lives in Kennebunk, Maine. In many ways, she's very fortunate. She has a devoted mother and father, a big brother named Cole, as well as a dog, 3 cats, and 4 backyard chickens that give her family fresh eggs for breakfast. But Riley is also unlucky. She was born with a rare, 1-in-a-million disease called Cloves syndrome.
Hi, my name is Riley, and I live in Maine, Kennebunk, Maine. And I like to swim, I like to read, I like to dance, and I like to sing. I have Cloves syndrome, which makes lumps and bumps on the outsides and insides of your body. It can be hard, but I still have fun like a regular kid.
She's undergone multiple surgeries because of those lumps and bumps since she was a tiny baby, but there's no known cure for Cloves syndrome. Riley is the focus of a special series on WBUR's Common Health blog called Life of Riley, Rare Girl Battles Rare Disease. You can find a link to it at radioboston.org. In the coming weeks, Common Health co-host Carrie Goldberg and WBUR's multimedia producer Jesse Costa will be following Riley, her family, and their journey through the diagnosis and treatment of this rare disease. And Carrie Goldberg joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Anthony.
Now, before we talk about this disease, this is a story about an extraordinary girl, isn't it?
Yes, an extraordinary girl and an extraordinary family, actually. Part of what speaks to me most about this story is how they have coped with one medical crisis after another over the last 9 years.
Well, tell us exactly what we know about this disease, Cloves syndrome, what it is, and what doctors understand about it.
Well, it's incredibly rare. In fact, 1-in-a-million is probably an underestimation. It's probably more like 1-in-100 million. There might be maybe 100 people in the world who have it. And CLOVES is an acronym that stands for a lot of long words. It starts with like congenital lipomatous overgrowth. And basically, it just means that things grow, that basically...
Inside your body, outside your body.
Yes, both. It's if you're familiar with the elephant man, it's a different syndrome, but it's a little bit like that in that things grow on your body that aren't supposed to. And the things that grow on the outside are, you know, you get them surgically removed. The big problem is what grows on the inside, which is these sort of malformations of veins and arteries, which can actually be life-threatening and have been for Riley.
So in Riley's case, what has the treatment consisted of to date?
To date, the treatment has basically been just one surgery after another to remove either the lumps or bumps on her body or the malformations inside her spine, which is where she's had the problems with veins and arteries. And the surgeries have been very serious, some of them, and it's taken her a long time to recover. She lost the ability to walk for a while. Her left arm remains paralyzed. But there hasn't been any other choice. It's, you know, it's kind of blunt wording, but basically there's nothing you can do for this but cut things off and cut things out.
Mm. Well, you don't have to be a parent to appreciate this story, but as a parent, I have to say it's heartbreaking to see any kid face this kind of challenge, to be born with this kind of challenge and hardship and to be dealing with it her whole young life.
I think that the family and Riley deal with it by not denying that it's difficult, but also by focusing on the fact that there's a lot of great things in life as well. Mm. And so even though they have these disadvantages, they have a lot of fun, too. Mm.
In the video we saw that our own Jesse Costa produced, she's on a swing, she's smiling, she's having fun.
She has a life. And as her father says, you know, she has this disease, but it doesn't define her.
Now, is there any known cure for this disease? And if not, tell us what doctors are trying to do for Riley.
So there's no known cure. And actually, we're following Riley as she goes through a clinical trial at Children's Hospital Boston in hopes that there can at least be a non-surgical treatment for her, which is a new new for this disease, a new drug called sirolimus, which has been used in the past for immune suppression after an organ transplant. But it's been shown in other studies to possibly be able to help with a syndrome like this.
And so what will that entail? So she's going to be spending a lot of time, I gather, in the coming months at Children's Hospital, right?
Yes, mostly getting tested and monitored. But right now we're already coming up to a crux point because she has a sort of an ominous shadow on her spine. And at the same time, she's just reaching the point where the sirolimus is probably kicking in. And so if this shadow turns out to be something new growing on her spine that's worrisome, she may not be able to stay on the trial. But if she does stay on the trial, then it may take a few months to see whether it actually manages to slow or stop the growth of these malformations.
Well, we wish Riley and her family well. And as we mentioned, WBUR's Common Health blog will be following Riley's progress over the coming months, the diagnosis and the treatment of this rare disease. Carrie Goldberg, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
And you can find a link to Carrie's story about Riley at radioboston.org.
Coming up, the complicated history of race and real estate put on stage in Boston. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.